Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment and all my segments this week, and I'm talking about National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are National Raisin Company. And give them a like on their Facebook page and Instagram at National Raisin Company. And remember, www.nationalraisincompany.com. So my third recipe this week is our apricot and Fontina stuffed maple glazed pork chop. I know, try saying that one in a, you know, three or four times and get all tongue-tied and tongue-twisted, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is so, so good. And it's so, so easy. Let's get started. Very first thing I need is 2 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil. They're going to go into a saute pan. I'm going to add to that our apricot. I'm going to add into that our Fontina. And I'm also going to add to that a little bit of onion. And I'm talking about a quarter of a Spanish onion. I want to make sure it's nice and julienned, because what we're going to do is we're going to take our beautiful pork chops. Oh, I'm jumping ahead. Let's go ahead and saute that up for about 3 minutes. Next, we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take our beautiful pork chops. And I want to make sure the pork chops have some life to them, you know. And pork chop, at least in my opinion, has to be at least a good, I mean, and some people would say I'm exaggerating here a bit, but I mean, sincerely, at least an inch in the thickness of it. And this is so important because we want to be able to really impart some serious flavor onto here. And if it's not at least an inch thick, what ends up happening is we can't really do much with it. We could put the mixture on top of the pork chop, but that defeats the whole purpose of what we're trying to do here. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to put our, I like using a really sharp paring knife right in the center of the pork on its side. We're going to go ahead and we're going to put our knife all the way through. Don't go through the other side. Otherwise, you're not going to have a pouch anymore. You're going to have a hole. And once we do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and move very gently left to right. And once I have enough room in there, I'll just put my finger inside of there with a glove on, of course, and just start opening up the pork there, because we're going to make that little pocket. We're going to get that mixture that we sauteed up. We're going to go ahead and put that in there. We're going to season our pork chop with salt and pepper very, very simply. And then we're also going to add in some Fontina cheese that we're going to grate into the pouch as well. We're going to go ahead and turn our oven up for 375 degrees. I'm going to put our pork chop in a saute pan first, and I want to put some color on it. Then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to top it with maple syrup. And all my pork chops get topped with maple syrup. They all get some color on them. So I let them sear for about 2 minutes, put them in the oven, 375 for about 10 minutes, to have a perfect medium pork chop and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.